everyone, this is Molly Douthat.
And David Douthat.
Welcome to More Than Hearing, a podcast to encourage preachers to incorporate multiple intelligences into sermons and worship leadership, because there are plenty of ways to reach someone's soul.
Today's podcast will cover the lectionary selections for Trinity Sunday, Year C. We have a rare appearance from the Book of Proverbs, and more readings from John and Romans. The Spirit was such a powerful presence at Pentecost last Sunday that it hangs around for another week, giving us a chance to explore its reality using multiple intelligence theory. So let's go see.
We have established this podcast based on Dr. Howard Gardner's theory of multiple intelligences. Dr. Gardner suggests that there are multiple ways to learn, process, remember, and understand our world. Each week we develop illustrations and special effects for the weekly readings of the Revised Common Lectionary that use various smarts based on Dr. Gardner's identified intelligences. We call them word smart, eye smart, math smart, body smart, music smart, nature smart, people smart, and self smart. You can read more about Dr. Gardner's work by clicking on the link at the top of our webpage.
As we read and reflect on the scripture passages for each week, we explore ways these intelligences can be utilized for a deeper appreciation of God's Word. Today, we'll be looking at passages selected to highlight the Trinity, never an easy subject to discuss without sounding like a graduate seminar. And attempting to take it piece by piece runs the risk of reducing the mysterious interrelatedness of God into a recipe. However, using the interrelatedness of multiple intelligence theory may help reintegrate the ingredients into a wonderful meal, filling you and your congregation with God's good gifts. Anytime and any way we make use of the different smarts, we give people greater access to the Word of God, so they can acquire it, process it, and internalize it in ways that make sense to them. So let's get started.
The Old Testament lesson for Year C, Trinity Sunday, comes from the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verses 1 through 4, and then jumping ahead a little bit to verses 22 through 31. This is where wisdom, Lady Wisdom, has an opportunity to introduce herself and her work and her coexistence with the Creator. The first four verses are her illustrating how she is with the lives of people. She stands at the crossroads in the city and she calls to people. And verses 22 through 31 is her account of her presence at the beginning of time, that God created her at the beginning of work and that she delights in God's creation, especially the creation of the human race. So to look at this particular passage, we have illustrations and special effects for you, starting at word with illustration and special effect, eye, illustration and special effect, nature, some illustrations, people and self, illustrations and special effects. And we're going to start at the top of the list with word. Go for it, honey.
Okay, starting with verse 4, where wisdom is standing at the crossroads of the city and calling out to the people. It's something that we don't have very much in our culture anymore.
Not
but we're
anymore.
Vaguely aware of town criers, who were folks who would walk through the city calling people out to meetings or to tell them the news. Mm-hmm. Move forward a little bit, you had the newsboys in
big
a couple
cities.
Generations yeah. ago, who would stand on the street corners with the headlines
in the newspapers.
The newspapers and call those out. Historically, we remember Paul Revere riding through the towns and villages.
He's the one that gets the press. There were other people that participated.
There were, yes. but yeah, he's the one who gets the press for announcing that the British were coming, or whatever it was that he actually said, depending on your historical revisionism. And the muezzin, the Muslim cantors who call the people to prayer. All of these are ways to try and get people's attention, to get them to turn away from their usual business and
stop what they're doing.
Stop what they're doing.
Listen.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Another example would be in Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, where Mark Antony begins his speech about Caesar with, "Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears."
And they all pull off their ears and hand them to him.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Don't put them in a bag. Okay. So.
What's our special effect, dear?
A special effect here would be to do something at the beginning of the reading to get people's attention, whether it's clanging some cymbals or having somebody play a fanfare on the trumpet or on the organ, maybe a drum roll with a cymbal crash.
Start
cymbals,
up a,
thank you very much.
Actually, something that just occurred to me, start up a bagpipe. That always gets
that
attention.
That would certainly get attention. Or just calling out, "Listen," as wisdom is doing here. So something sudden and loud to grab people's attention.
For iSmart, we have an illustration and we have some suggestions for a special effect. We encourage you to use your imagination to see wisdom as being at the middle, the center of creation. And when we were thought about that, we thought of some clips from movies, from Disney's movies, Fantasia, the original one from 1940 and the redoing in 2000. We have a couple of clips from the original movie with the dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy and the is it the Waltz of the Flowers?
Yeah.
The way Disney illustrated the little fairies who were kind of calling nature into the change of the seasons. So they were kind of coming around and getting everybody's attention. And in the Firebird in Fantasia 2000, the Firebird comes back after a destructive volcanic eruption and brings creation back to life. So use your imagination. Use Google and find other ways that you can visually illustrate that.
For Nature Smart, thinking about creation being born through wisdom, the account here is similar to the account in Genesis, and they both fairly well parallel the current model for the formation of the solar system and of our planet, the current planetary formation theory, as it were. And we have a link for that, where everything kind of coalesced out of a cloud of dust and gas. And formed, and the order in which it does that is similar to the order here in this passage. So we have a link for you about that. And again, thinking about wisdom at the center of all of that creative activity, we found a graphic of the tree of life, which is not the one in Genesis per se, but
no.
But one mapping out all the different kinds of life that exist
current
on our planet.
Yeah.
And it's in kind of an arc and branching out the different kinds of life branch out from their stalks. And so you can have a look at that and imagine that wisdom is at the center of that circle and all of that springing forth through wisdom.
Yes.
It's not an exact fit, but it's a pretty
good model. It's a good model. Yeah. For PeopleSmart, we're looking at the idea of wisdom getting her authority to be able to stand at the crossroads and call out and grab people's attention. She gets that authority from the unique relationship she has with the Creator, being present at the beginning. A way to illustrate that further is to think about biographies of famous people, the really good biographies, the ones that really get your attention and get sold, are the ones where the author goes to the inner circle of friends for information. Spouses, ex-spouses, parents, siblings, childhood friends, partners in business, they go to the source. They go right there into the middle of it.
Yeah, so like in those biographies, in this passage, wisdom would be one of those close friends in the inner circle telling about God and God's work.
What you might be able to do as a special effect from this illustration is to ask your congregation to discuss among themselves who would a biographer go to in order to get the best story about them, a childhood friend, spouse, offspring, sibling, etc., and frame it in terms of getting a story of the person's life, not just something to talk or gossip about later at the coffee hour. And so the idea of doing that as a special effect is that wisdom gives the glory to God, the Creator. And so you want to give glory to the Creator by learning and retelling that person's story, affirming, life-affirming. Because, and as it is seen in verses 30 to 31, wisdom delights in the creation of human beings. And so there's a lot of delighting in the particularities of the other and the retelling of these stories.
For Self-Smart, the poetry of these verses attempts to engage the imagination about the prominence of wisdom that is, which we understand here as the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the prominence of wisdom in life. So for a special effect, you can encourage your congregation to visualize the images as this passage is being read and put themselves into the scene in every part. So it's got some connection here with iSmart, but mm-hmm. but doing it internally, mm-hmm. so using your inner eye, as it were.
Yes.
And encourage them to see wisdom delighting in this creation, and especially delighting in their own creation. And you may prompt them with questions of, how does knowing that wisdom delights in your being influence your understanding of who you are?
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Let's go on. The epistle lesson for Trinity Sunday Year C is Romans 5, 1 through 5. This is a bit that pulls in all three persons of the Trinity, and it is the part where we have this lovely chain of the effect of our faith that we are able to boast in the hope that we have of sharing the glory of God, but we also boast in our sufferings, which produces endurance, which produces character, which produces hope, which does not disappoint us. And that's because we have the Spirit poured into our hearts by God. So we have for you some illustrations and special effect for iSmart. We have body illustration and special effect. We have a mention of a people illustration, and we have some illustration and special effect for Self-Smart. So, to kick us off on the iSmart, looking at verse 2, we have obtained access to this grace. And that got us thinking about ways that we gain access to things. And so I was thinking about...
a key and a lock.
I was thinking about hackers actually gaining access to our information and such.
Ooh,
and
the, so current.
The Hollywood trope of rapid typing. I'm in.
And, yeah, right.
Yeah. And so we have a few graphics that you can look at and some videos and stuff that are connected with that idea.
Of hacking. Okay.
Getting access to your stuff. The other thing that I had in mind was getting into a club and the bouncer standing
the really tight t-shirt.
But I know a guy. Fine. No, sorry. You're not getting in. And here's $20. Whatever. You know, trying to get access 20. Past. Yeah.
Gonna need a grant, not a tub.
Bouncer. So we've got a couple pictures of bouncers that are kind of fun to look at. But the question behind all of that is, how do we gain access in our world? I mean, through password, hacking, influence, favors, paying money, legitimately or not, or having a combination or physical key for a lock.
Mm-hmm.
And none of that is what Paul is talking about here.
Of
gaining access to this grace. It's just knowing the right person, in this case, Jesus. And that's how we gain access
to
our relationship with God.
For verse 5, we have a special effect of God's love being poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. This is an interesting suggestion. Get a heart-shaped jar or a bottle, or if you don't have access to that, make a little mask, a heart-shaped mask, like maybe red construction paper, and tape it to the front of it. And pour red liquid, cranberry juice or water with red coloring, into the vessel to show God's love through the Holy Spirit filling that vessel. Or if you want to do something really gee whiz, start the vessel with some brown or black colored salad oil or something that's less dense than the red liquid. And as you pour the red in, it should displace the other. If you've ever, you know, shaken up your bottle of Italian salad dressing, that's what it is. It's the oil and the water, you know, not agreeing with being in the same space. And so that's essentially it. You start with the oil, pour in the red liquid, and it displaces it.
You might have to do it slowly.
Yeah. If you do it all at once, it kind of just goes bloop and gets all, you know, emulsified, and then it sticks together, and then you can pour it on your salad. but you want to do it slowly so you can see the effect of the displacement happening. You might want to do it over another larger container, over a pan or something, in case it flows over, which would actually be a good thing, because that's what you're trying to illustrate through this special effect, is God's love being poured into you and it filling you up and then overflowing. And
The dark liquid would be representing all the non-godly things that might already be in our heart, you see. And so that's why brown or black.
Or if you want to do it with the idea of it, of God's love filling, you use clear liquid then. Well, it's God's love filling you and then flowing out. Well, I do like the idea of it driving out the ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. So have fun. Do you use two? Use one with dark, one with clear.
There you go. Okay. One other illustration here is a quote that we found from Jill Duffield's blog on the lectionary passages here. And she quotes William Platcher, I think. Sorry if I'm mispronouncing that. Platcher, P-L-A-C-H-E-R, from his book, The Triune God, An Essay on Post-Liberal Theology. Neat quote.
Should I
read the quote? Okay. He writes, "A kind of space lies within the triune God, a space potentially inclusive of the space of the sinners and the doubters. And yet this space is no desert, but a spiritual garden of mutual love and glorification. In the incarnation, the three show that there is always within God a space large enough for the whole world, and even all its sin. The word's distance from the one he calls Father is so great that no one falls outside it, and the Spirit fills all that space with love." I just think that's really cool.
And maybe you could even quote that as you're pouring the liquid into the jar. Ta-da.
Maybe so.
There you go.
Good. Excellent. And because iSmart is also about space and spatial relations, it seemed fitting to put it here.
Indeed. All right, moving on to Body Smart. We're looking again at God's love being poured into our hearts. An illustration that you might have for that, for the body, is to ask anybody if they've ever had heartburn. That's how close the triune God is to us. Not out at the edges of the universe, although God is there, but as near as your own heart or your esophagus. So a special effect, if you choose to use that illustration as you talk about it, have your congregation take their hand and put it on that spot of their body and where the heartburn is. Or put your hand over their heart and wait until they can feel their heart beating. That's how close God is.
For Music Smart, we have a couple of things. One is a song that we found that sets the Romans 5 passage to music.
Is it Vacation Bible School kind of?
It's kind of, yeah. It's kind of monotonous.
Okay.
But it works. So check it out. We have a link. The other is the idea of setting the passage to rhythm, similar to what they did, except without the music part.
Just kind of a beat.
Just kind of a beat. So it's not a rap like we tried a couple months ago?
Let's not talk about that.
Okay. I thought it was fun. Anyway, not a rap, but just setting it to a beat. And we have an example of that by way of a music score. And it's got notes, but don't pay attention to the notes. Just pay attention to the rhythm and have a look at it. So
give it a try.
Yeah.
For People Smart, we have an illustration, a link to a story written by Bear Grylls about human endurance. Some of them are kind of... Whoa.
They're all kind of grueling, actually.
Just as a way to illustrate what the body can go through, what a person can go through, what the spirit can go through, as a way of illustrating this idea of enduring a way of suffering, a way of tying this what Paul is talking about into it.
For self-smart, you might want to invite somebody who's experienced with endurance. So maybe if you have some distance runners in your congregation or know somebody who is a distance runner, invite that person to come and share their experiences, particularly how they find within themselves the capacity to keep going, especially when you get into the long slogs and the hard part there where your body just says, "What are you doing?
Your house isn't on fire. Why are you running?"
Yeah, which for me happens in about 30 seconds, I think. And then encourage people to think in the coming week to reflect on your own endurance and look for evidence of how it has altered you in your life. And notice where your hope lies. And is it in the Lord? Is it in that spirit that's in your heart?
Good question. Let's move on. The gospel passage for Trinity Sunday, Year C, is from John chapter 16, verses 12 through 15. We are still in the farewell discourse. You got to wonder if it took this long for Jesus to actually get. No wonder they fell asleep in the garden afterwards. He's still speaking to his disciples and says that he still has many things to say to them, but they can't bear it now. But he does say that there is this spirit of truth that's coming that's going to guide them. And it will declare all things, and it will glorify him and take what is his and declare it to them, and it's just going to be awesome. So anyway, we have some illustrations and some special, mostly illustrations for this particular passage, from Word Smart, Math Smart, Body Smart, and Nature Smart. And in People Smart, we have an illustration and a special effect. There is other stuff that we came up with, but there is so much that we just decided to leave it on the worksheet, and so you can take a look at it in the show notes. So we're going to start with illustrations for WordSmart. And the word declare is used three times in this particular passage. And so, as you know, if a word is repeated frequently, you should probably pay attention to it. And so we looked at the word declare, and it seems to be you can illustrate it by talking about going through customs. You need to have everything in order.
Do you have anything to declare? Papers, please.
You need to have everything in order to get into and out of a country going through customs. Everything needs to be, you need all
cleared.
Of that stuff. Yes.
Decleared.
Be cleared.
Uh-huh. Declared.
Declared, yes. So think of it in terms of that way, that this is what is being declared. Things are being put in order in this particular passage.
For Math Smart, the Trinity, of course, sets up all sorts of mathiness, that three and one, one and three. But there's a rule of three that's sort of a principle that suggests that things that come in threes are inherently funnier and more satisfying and more effective with humans than any other numbers of things.
Right.
So audiences and readers are much more likely to consume the information presented if it comes in threes. And that's why you used to have the three-point sermon,
yes.
I'm sure. So we have all sorts of examples of threes and the rule of three. In particular, there's the rule of three in comedy, the triple, the comedic triple, where the comedian exploits the way people's minds perceive expected patterns to throw them off track with that third element. Like in the Dick Van Dyke Show, and this actually showed up in a commercial on Nick at Night
about
years,
the triple.
Years ago,
yeah.
Like 20 years ago. They talked about the triple, and Buddy was talking to
Mel,
the bald guy, yep. and saying, "Hey, Mel, do you want something from the cart? Danish donut? Toupee, because he was always digging on his baldness. So
we'll have a link to that.
Yeah. So we have that kind of thing as the triple. So where you have two things that start a pattern and the third one goes astray.
For the laugh.
Yeah.
We have other illustrations about the triple as well. A lot of this comes from an essay written by Alice McKenzie at edgyexegesis at pathos.com. You can go read the whole thing. It's pretty cool. But you know, like we read three Billy Goats Gruff, three little pigs, Goldilocks and the three bears. We eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner with a knife, fork, and spoon. We hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil, despite the fact that we are threatened by lions, tigers, and bears. Oh my. And it just goes on talking about how the triple just shows up so frequently, and it just kind of becomes a piece of the furniture.
And the furniture probably has three legs.
Exactly. Lock, stock, and barrel. So anyway, it goes on like that. So you can we'll include that link in the show notes, and you can take a look at it and see just how much the threes show up. It's just a way of illustrating the importance of three and the three in the Trinity.
The poet Robert Frost said it this way: in three words, I can sum up everything I've learned about life. It goes on. And so do we. So
so we're looking at body smart, and we're still sticking with that interconnected nature of God in three persons. And you can illustrate this with body smart by talking about the interconnection between your body, your brain, and your breath. Ha! Not only is that a three, it's all alliteration too.
Nice.
Yes. So anyway, your body, your brain, your breath. What are some ways that you can illustrate that? Well, talk about dancing. Your body needs to know where it's going, so your brain needs to learn the steps, and your breath needs to be able to support it. Doing yoga, similar thing. Learning martial arts. Marathon running, we're coming back to that again. Gymnastics, anything that your body does where you need to know what you're doing so your body can do it and you have the breath to sustain it.
For Nature Smart, we have a couple of examples, again, thinking about the interconnected triple, and got to thinking about symbiosis, where a couple of living entities help each other in ways that could look like it was parasitic, but it's actually beneficial to both. But they've discovered that there are some three-way symbioses.
Which is unusual.
Which seems to be unusual. And so we have a couple examples of those. There's one where a plant and a fungus and a virus are all working together to survive high-temperature soils around volcanic vents and things like that.
Yeah, the idea being that as the climate changes and the Earth warms up, we may see a lot more of that.
We may need to make use of that even. And similarly, a plant ant fungus trinity, if you will, where they all benefit each other. So we'll just have the links for that for you in the show notes. But again, the idea of the three needing each other in order to do the things that need to be done.
Showing up in nature. For People Smart, we're looking at the idea of the Spirit, when it comes, will guide the disciples. And so we thought to illustrate the idea of guiding by talking about hiking trails, tour guides, sponsors, people who know the landscape and can show you around so that you become familiar with the surroundings. What you can do as a special effect for this is encourage your congregation to break into smaller groups, pairs, threes. Threes? Ha! Threes.
Yeah,
let's use threes.
Yeah.
And share a time when they either really needed a guide or they acted as a guide. That's it for today's podcast. Please ask questions or leave us a comment on our website, www.morethanhearing.org, or at our Facebook page, facebook.com/morethanhearing, or give us a tweet at morethanhearing, or you can email us at connect@morethanhearing.org. If you try any of these suggestions, or maybe you get an idea that you like even better than ours, please let us know what you did and how it went. We would really love to hear how using this theory has made a difference in your preaching and worship preparation.
Be sure to look for the show notes, links, and resources on our website. We publish our worksheets on each text so that you can see some of our ideas that didn't make it into the podcast. They could be helpful and give you a spark. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast using the iTunes, Android, or RSS links at the bottom of the show notes, or point your podcatching software at morethanhearing.org/feed/podcast. You can find us on the iTunes store too, and you can subscribe there directly. If you like the show, you can help us by writing a review at iTunes, as it helps other people find us more easily, and also by sharing the show with your friends and colleagues. We'll be back with another installment next week. So in the meantime, stay subscribed
and be smart.
We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
This is a Whippet Good production.